Welcome to What Are We Talking About Today, the podcast where we literally talk about everything. I'm your host, Gigi. Let's jump into it. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to What Are We Talking About Today. And to start this episode, I just want to apologize to my guest that I recorded with last week. The episode was supposed to be up today, y'all. With life and everything, it just didn't get edited. That's one of my good friends, and I promise you we're all over the place. We recorded for damn near 3 hours, and it's taking me some time to edit. With life and everything, I just couldn't finish it. But that's fine, because I figured today would be a great time to talk about self-care. Because Valentine's next Monday, and I know how a lot of people aren't thinking about themselves, and they're thinking more of the other person. And that's fine and dandy. And some of y'all are thinking about a damn sneaky link. I mean, hey, if you're going to spend a Valentine or the day before, the day after with sneaky link, hey, I ain't judging, baby. Because last year, I sure was at one of my sneaky links. I seen two of them that day. That's neither here nor there. But yes, we're going to talk about self-care. And to start off self-care, I want to talk about this wine I am drinking, y'all. Now, it's not sponsored. Now, if you want to sponsor me, it is cool because, I mean, I fucks with the music now. But, and I fucks with the wine because the wine got a nice little alcohol content. But anyway, I am drinking Earl Stevens. And I'm going to read you the bio so y'all know who I'm talking about. Earl Stevens is a platinum-selling recording artist and actor from Vallejo, California. Earl is also known by his stage name of E-40, a rap veteran entrepreneur that is mostly known for his unorthodox rap style and catchy slang words. In the early days of his career, he made his name by selling tapes out of the trunk of his car, and now he is living his dream. Now, I'm going to give a quick little review on what the hell I'm drinking. First of all, I'm going to tell you how I came to have this bottle of wine. Shout out to my mom, because she got her a new job. Better than the job she has. She gets to keep her little, what y'all call it, tenure with the state. She's not losing her years. But the job is less stressful and, you know, safer, and it's just a lot more relaxed and chilled, and which she needs. She's been through it, so. Y'all, anyway, we were having her a little dinner with some people from work that she fucks with. You know how that is. This girl bought her a wine. A little bottle of wine. Okay. First of all, y'all, tell my mama, she don't drink nothing remotely bitter. Y'all, I cracked the seal on this thing just now, today, at dinner. Speaking of dinner, y'all, let me tell you, because this is part of self-care, I cooked a nice meal. A nice, wonderful meal. Cilantro lime chicken. Some nice little rice on the side with some beans and cornbread. You know how we do. And I was like, let's have this wine for dinner, you know? Because you're supposed to drink a glass of wine a day. I want to say a bottle, but it's apparently a glass. Whatever. And red wine is better, but it's usually not the sweetest. It's okay. Now, cracked the seal on this baby. I smelled it and I could tell it was not going to be sweet. I took a sip and I was like, yeah, this ain't for you. So she took it and she's like, yeah, no. So she gave it to me. It's okay. Because I'm telling you right now, with the alcohol content in it, I'm going to drink it. Now, I'm drinking what he said is the sweet red wine. Now, it ain't just him. A lot of things that say sweet red do not be sweet. But it's bearable. It's not as bitter as some of the other sweet reds. I can handle it, especially with this content, the alcohol content, because, baby, I'm on glass number two. Ooh, delicioso. Now, y'all are probably like, girl, you're drunk ass. Let me tell y'all something. Since it's self-care, let's get into the benefits of red wine. Now, this is clearly from Google. And this is from Whitehall Lane. I don't fucking know who they are. It's the first thing popped up when I Googled benefits of red wine. Number one is rich in antioxidants. Number two, lowers bad cholesterol. Three, keeps heart healthy. Now, I always heard red wine is good for, like, your heart and your blood and all that stuff. Now, if it is, I mean, shit, cool. Because I'm with it. Number 4, regulates blood sugar. 5, reduces the risk of cancer. 6, helps treat common cold. 7, keeps memory sharp. 8, keeps you slim. Girl, what? Hold on. Let me read this whole little thing right here for y'all. Because it says, you would be glad to know that, resveratrol? Girl, don't ask me. Resveratrol also keeps, also helps keep a check on your weight. The chemical compound, girl, these names. Pacentanol. I'm so sorry if I'm pronouncing this wrong, y'all. Please don't come at me. I am inebriated. Pacentanol converted from resveratrol reduces the fat cells in your body. According to the researchers, pacentanol fastens the insulin receptors. I'm sorry. I can read, I promise. Fastens the receptors. Insulin receptors are fat cells, which blocks the pathway required for immature fat cells to grow. Okay. So I should, you know, they should never said that shit right though. Number 9, reduces the risk of depression. A study carried out on middle-aged to elderly. Oh, I'm not middle-aged. We're elderly. I'm 26. It's okay. People show that drinking moderate amounts of alcohol daily keeps away depression. People who drink red wine are less likely to be depressed than people who don't. And number 10, has positive effects on that digestive system. Now, there you go. 10 benefits of red wine. Shout out to E40 because this shit has me. Sponsor me. Now, girl, not something else on. Girl, prevents obesity. Hold on. I'm just searching on Google at this point. I'm sorry, y'all. Let me get back to the topic at hand. Now, we're talking about self-care. Like I said, everybody be thinking about other folks. Let me tell you something. You need to think about yourself. Have your own Valentine's. Have it every damn day if you want. If you got the funds for the shit, do it. I mean, hell. Let me tell you what I've been doing. Personally, it's not even because, like, it's Valentine's Day and I'm trying to, you know, whatever. I be splurging myself all the time. I love me. I do be having my moments like everyone does where you're just, like, disgusted by yourself. You hate yourself. And it's okay. But, y'all, it is important to take care of yourself. Please take it from me. Y'all, I have been through the phases where I love myself. I've been in the phases where I hate myself. And I cannot stand myself. I promise you, I have. And I'm finally getting back to the point where I do love myself. Now, I talk about this recording videos of me and, you know, someone having sex in the episode with my friend that's going to be posted. Now, if I recall correctly, you know, I was like, oh, I do look at myself, you know. I watch him. I do. I get turned on by the whole thing. But for myself, I look at myself. Some days I can be like, damn, I look good as hell. Some days I find something to nitpick at. So this is why I'm like, you got to take care of yourself. Because mentally, you can fuck yourself up for no reason. So this is how I try to get in that mindset. Now, this is what I do. It might work for you, might not. Now, I'm big on my skin because I feel like that's the first thing you see. I mean, you go look at my face, right? I've changed my routine recently because, one, it's winter. And always, every season, I change my routine because I haven't found something that I feel like is good for me year-round. If y'all have product suggestions, let me know. But as of right now, you know, I change. So for winter, I do my vitamin C face wash by Soap and Glory. And then if I do have a spot, I'll use like the Neutrogena on the spot treatment. This past weekend, I had like two spots. That's just because I haven't been sleeping and I've just been out having a blast. Like, you know, drink a lot of alcohol. You know, that gets you dehydrated, all that stuff. And you get hot at night and sweat and all that stuff. So, but they're gone now. I'm telling you. Put the Neutrogena on the spot treatment. It's gone. But besides that, do the vitamin C face wash. I do the CeraVe vitamin C topical. It's an oil. Is it oil? I think it's a serum. I'm just calling it serum. And I do Curology, but it's just for dark spots because I'm in like wrinkles and stuff. Like I'm so paranoid about looking old. I don't know. And people age well. It's not that I'm afraid of wrinkles because everyone gets old and wrinkles and all that stuff. That's not it. I just know me. Like, I just want my face to be smooth and poreless and spotless and everything. I know that's impossible to have. I've learned that it's okay. But as of now, Curology has my face glowing. The little dark spots I did have, they're basically fading. I've never really had bad acne. But, you know, when you just pick it and then it'll cause it to have dark spots. Don't pick no bumps, don't pick nothing. But, you know, when you're younger, you just do it. And it's one of those things. So even now, I catch myself doing it subconsciously and I have to stop myself. So that's why I use Curology. What else do I do? I use the Neutrogena, the Hydro Night Moisturizer. It's in the little blue jar. I can't remember the name. I just know Neutrogena. It's a Hydro, whatever. It's great. It works for me. But I also double cleanse, so I did forget that I use the Neutrogena Hydro Gel Face Wash. I love it. That's what I use for the winter. I use the gel. So as of right now, that's what I'm using. Also thing I do to take care of myself, I like to sit in the tub occasionally. I don't do it a lot. But since I'm going to the gym, depending on the workouts I do, if they're high intensity or not, I will do an Epsom salt bath. I use Dr. Till's, and there's another one. Either way, I use that. Sometimes I might take the occasional bubble bath just for fun. But ladies, you have to be careful with that stuff because it can mess up your pH. That's why I don't do a lot. So far, I haven't had any problems right now, but I only take those baths maybe once a week. And maybe, I don't even think they've been weekly. They've been like every other week, if that. But yeah, you know, I do my little exfoliation. I like to use Olay or Dove. Dove is really my favorite. My favorite is the one with the fig, and then there's one with the mango. Those two are my favorite. That's what I do. And I always get my nails done, like my toes, all that constantly. That's how I take care of myself. Like, if I really feel like I need to do some, you know, like, every 2 weeks I get my, like, nails done. And then, depending on the circumstances, I will get my toes done, like, once a month. Because, you know, toes last longer. But I always, like, do the pumice stone, everything in the shower, so I really don't need, my toes aren't really, my feet aren't crusty. I just like changing polish and all that. But anyway, you know, I'll get my eyebrows done and all that stuff, and then my lashes, you know. But if I really feel like I need just a day to myself, I'll get a massage. Now, baby, if you ain't got the money for a massage and you got an old man at home, or look, vice versa, whatever y'all got, whatever your situation is, ask them to do it if they don't do it anyway. Just be like, look, baby, I'm having a day and I just need a little rub down. I know rub downs can turn into something else. Trust me, I know. But that's why you get the massage oil that's edible and that works with your pH, baby. I got this mango one from Amazon and it works great. I don't know the name of it. I'm so sorry, y'all. I'll put a link in the description or just the name, whatever. But yes, y'all, so that's what I do. I'll go get me a massage. I got one the other day because I needed it. Like, I needed to take care of myself. Like, I've been working a lot. School and everything. Like, stressing about that. And just a lot of things I've been, you know. So, I was like, I need me a day. I need me some time. You know? So, that's that. And another thing for self-care that I do, which I said I'm going to, like, slow down on, which I've been doing great, is buying shit. Now, I'm not talking about, like, a little, like, pair of pants here, shirt there. No, but when I buy shit, I buy shit. So, I said I was going to work on that, which I have. But recently, as of last week, I said I was going to get me some stuff. Now, when Rihanna dropped that new Fenty Valentine box, whatever, the VIP box, the day it dropped, y'all, I got that email when I was getting ready to work for work. It was like 6 o'clock or something when they sent it. And when I tell you, I don't know why I was on my email that early. I don't know why. I seen it, I ordered it, boom, here within like a couple of days. It's real nice and sexy. I just opened it today, y'all, because I was like, I don't know. I was just like, eh, I'll look at it later. Like, I took it out the box and it was real cute, but I tried it on today. So, speaking of trying on stuff, I don't know why, but I went on Yandy.com. And if y'all know what that is, it's a little lingerie site. They have a lot of stuff on there. I don't know. I'm just looking and I bought stuff. For who? I don't fucking know. It's really for me. I'll be honest with you. It's really for me. So, y'all, it came today. I ordered it. Hell, like, last week. I want to say last Thursday. And it came today. So, I was like, oh, okay. And it said it wasn't supposed to be here till Friday. So, I was like, okay, speedy shipping. And I got a couple pieces. And, y'all, this is how I take care of myself. To tell myself, like, I look good as fuck. Now, y'all, the other day, I don't know if the gym really been doing something or just what I had on, but baby, I was looking real still thick. Now, I promise you, I had on some jeans and they are Levi's, you know. Don't ask me which one. I just remember they're Levi's. And I had on this black, like, champion hoodie. And I don't know what the hell it was, but I was looking real damn skinny. Like, baby, I even pulled, like, the shirt and, you know, like, held in the back to make it tight. And, girl, Coke bottle. I'm okay, I'm looking good as fuck. Not even catfishing my damn self. So, like, you know, I was telling myself I look good as hell and all that shit. You know, you gotta boost yourself up. Words of affirmation. Give yourself some confidence. So, back to what I was talking about, the lingerie. Okay, so it came today and I was excited because I'm like, I don't care if nobody fucking see it, bitch. I'm looking good. So, y'all, I've had a couple pieces. And one was this, like, yeah, I don't know. It's a Playboy thing. And it looked like a little waitress outfit. I don't know. But it was one piece. It was cute as hell. Like, the little, is it called a lapel? I don't feel like that's an old person term. Anyway, and a little lapel covered your little bosoms or whatever. And it was basic, like, one piece. And it was like a leotard type thing. And it was like a little thong in the back. It was real cute. And I was looking at myself. And I was like, damn, now me got ass. But I feel like I don't. But apparently I do. But I feel like I don't. I feel like it'd be bigger. Like, I want one of them asses that just be knocking over shit for no reason. But anyway, it's black. It's real cute. Real classy looking. I like it. And then I got, like, this little, basically, it's a big-ass bow, and the bows cover your boobs, but it's, like, it just wraps around the little coochie area, and it's, like, a thong in the back. It's real cute. It's satin. It's nice. Like, y'all, I don't know why I bought this, but, like, I was just looking at myself in the mirror with these things on, and I'm like, oh, my God, I'm a bad motherfucking bitch. I see why niggas and they daddy be fighting over me. I see it. I see why these bitches be wanting me, too. Like, I get it now. Like, I get it. And then I bought one of these, like, little corsets, you know, it was real cute. And came with a matching thong and, like, had the little garter thing and everything. And the stockings. And I was like, damn. Damn. I was like, ooh. Somebody daddy gonna love it. It was real cute. And it was, y'all. And it was just, like, it made me feel so good about myself. Like, that's the thing. I feel like if I buy me some nice clothes and I can look at myself, for me, that's self-care because I can see how, like, beautiful I am. Like, I feel like I'm a bad motherfucking bitch that I am, and I need to see it. So, I bought that. Granted, ain't nobody probably gonna see it because, you know, I don't have nobody. But that's okay. That's okay. That's okay. I don't know, you know. You never know. You never know. But, yeah, I really do look at, like, looking at myself. Like, I really be turning myself on. Like, I said earlier, I'd be watching the videos of me and old dude, and I'd be listening to myself. I'm like, damn, bitch. No wonder. Let me stop, because this is not... this is not that episode. But yeah, y'all, like, you just have to look at yourself and be like, you are that bitch. Or if you're a man... okay, I'm not going to say that word, but I'm going to be like, you are that dude. Because y'all know what I want to say, but I feel like, you know, there might be some other people of nationalities and races in here, and they don't use that word, because they better not use that word. But yeah, you got to look at yourself. Like, buy you some nice lingerie. Now, I'm going to tell you, Rihanna got some nice lingerie for the men's. They got, like, this little net shirt. It's like a little crop top. Ooh. Let me find a man that got... ooh. Anyway. Yeah, I'm telling you, you just got to look at yourself and be like, you know, you're that whatever. Whatever your pronouns are, you're that. Okay, you're that he, she, them, they, whatever. You just, y'all, I'm telling you, don't sit there and wait on validation from someone else, because it don't mean shit. Because they could tell you right now, you're the love of their life. You're the most beautiful person I've ever seen. And they could be telling 10 other bitches that. They could be cheating on you and some more shit. They could leave you tomorrow. So do not sit there and take care of yourself for them. Don't do that. I caught myself doing that. And let me tell you. I used to just, everything I did was for myself, because it was just me. Granted, I had my little boys, my little kitty cats. So really everything is for them. But self-care wise, that was for me. Get with dude. I was like, I gotta make sure this is in place, that is in place. I gotta look like this. I gotta act like I gotta do this and that for him, because this is my thing. And I had to tell myself. This man has known me before we ever hooked up, and he saw whatever. He saw me from the good and the bad. But for some reason in my mind, I was just like, well, he saw me when I was at my best, when I was baby smooth, soft skin, all this shit, when we hooked up and, you know, we continued to do it, and all these feelings and emotions came through and blah, blah, blah. And I felt like I had to keep up that. Granted, some days I went over there and I was like, you know, sweatpants, t-shirt, no makeup, bun in my hair and all this shit. But everything else was still in place. Like, eyebrows was, even if they weren't threaded or nothing, like, I made sure they were smoothed down. Even if I didn't have lashes, like, you know, like, make sure my face was clear, all kind of stuff. Make sure I got the wax and everything. Make sure I exfoliated all the time. Like, you know, I made sure, like, I was never slacking on that. Like, you wouldn't catch me. Like, if you did see me without my eyebrows and my lashes, that was because I was getting them done the next day, or he saw me that morning, I was going to do it. Like, that's it. And everything became about being ready for him. Then when the whole shit fell apart, I could see myself letting go. Not terribly. I just was like, you know, I get my eyebrows done when I want to. I'm gonna take the lash off and I give a fuck. Like, you know, it's whatever. But now that I'm like, you know what? That's not you. This is how you are. You want to get your lashes done, do them. If you don't, cool. That's what's making you happy at this point. You don't have anyone to impress but yourself. Like, you only need to be happy with yourself. You don't give a fuck about nobody else. And that's how it was. Like, that's, and I'm starting to get back to that. And it's great. Like, I feel like I am me. And this is how I'm taking care of myself. And I'm loving it. Like, I feel like I look good. Losing weight at my gym. My mom told me today that, you know, she's like, look like you lost some weight. And I was like, that's what's up, you know. I'm living life. I mean, I'm not concerned about the dudes. I have guys pursuing me. I don't really give two shits. Like, you know, I'm just not ready for that. That's not me. I will go and eat. You know, I love to eat. If you tell you want to spend some money, go shopping. I'm there. But yeah, like, y'all, I am living for me, and I feel like that's what you should do. It doesn't matter if you're in a relationship or not. you need to take care of yourself. Because at the end of the day, when I was in love with this person, it was about him. Like, everything was about him. Like, I remember, and I was stupid. Like, y'all, I was, like, literally, my friend texted me one day and was like, "You wanna come do something?" I was like, "I can't because he's going through something. I need to be there." And he was going through shit for a while. And she was like, "Well, you can still hang out with your friends, you know? Like, you don't have to be with him all the time." And I was like, "He needs me all this shit." And now I realize, I'm like, that's one thing I said I never would do. But I don't think I've ever been in love like that. So I want to be mad at myself, but I told myself I can't be mad at myself because you're growing, you're learning, you're getting older, you know, you experience different things. But at the end of the day, you do have to take care of yourself. You need to go hang out with your friends. You can't be consumed with that one person. You need time alone. You need to focus on you. You have issues. You need to deal with them. If you want to look good for that person, I'm not saying don't. Please. By all means, if you want to look good for them, do it. I want to look good for my man. I promise you I do. Because, first of all, I feel like if someone was ever like, "Ew, you were with her," I could give a fuck less about his feelings because it would hurt me more than anything. So at the end of the day, if you want to look good for him, cool. But make sure deep down it's for you. Because if you want to do all this work, make sure it's for you. Now, when I was with him, yeah, I feel like most of it was for him. Because I just wanted to be somebody that he wanted to be seen with. You know, someone he loved and shit like that. But I came back down to fucking earth because, baby, trust me, like, I had my head in the fucking clouds and then I've been under a fucking rock crying and I realized, like, hey, all that shit that you used to do that you were doing for him, you were doing it for yourself at one point, so start doing it again because you felt great about yourself. And that's what this episode is, just feel good about yourself. I feel good about myself. I mean, I still have my days like everyone does, but like today, I had a great day. I was like, y'all, when I tell you I was hooking them stockings on that little garden belt, baby, I was looking at myself in the mirror. I felt great. I felt fucking amazing. And I didn't even have like makeup on. My hair wasn't even fucking done. Like, it was just in a bun. Like, y'all, I just feel good about myself. And that's all I want for y'all, is to feel good. Take care of yourself, y'all. Like, I'm taking my vitamins. Y'all, I take a lot of vitamins. And one day I'm going to talk about everything I take, because I'm hopefully, if everything works out, I can have this a special guest that I really want to bring. And we're going to talk about supplements and the effects and everything and all the benefits from them. I just have to figure out a day and time for that. But he's a good person. And I really want y'all to listen to that one. But yeah, y'all, like, I promise you, I've been doing so much more. And I've really been, like, focusing on myself. Like, I write in my journal. I started slacking a lot because I was real sad and depressed. And I was like, I can't keep writing about being sad all the time. But I'm getting back into it. Like, I'm writing down my feelings and everything no matter what. Like, daily. I'm gonna tell you daily no matter what. If I'm feeling the same shit as fucking yesterday, I will write that down and be like, look, I'm feeling the same way. Hopefully tomorrow's better. If, you know, like, I'm gonna try to make it. I want today to work. And if it's not, then hey, it's A-okay because I got tomorrow. That's what I do. And I do my affirmations. Reading a book, you know, and I'm trying to cook more at home because I like cooking. Like that's my, I don't think that's my thing, but it's one of my things. And I actually am happy cooking, you know, like, you find things that make you happy. I'm reading more. I'm getting into more books again. Like, I just, cause I have time now. Like, before I didn't, it was him working school. Now it's just me working school. So I can find things to do now. that make me happy. And it's okay because I was so concerned about making him happy. Like, I know one day I was reading messages and my ass was sitting there. It was like, I know you're not happy and I want you to be and we can find that out together. And he was just like, I would like that. And that was my fucking mission at that point in time. And I forgot about myself. So y'all, don't forget about yourself. I know Valentine's coming up and you got to care about that person. You love that person. You want to be with that person forever. You see a future with them. But just remember, the only guaranteed future that you have is with yourself. Most of us came into this world by ourselves. Unless you got twins and triplets. But even then, you still popped out at some point in time alone. So at the end of the day, you have no one but yourself. You can say, that's my partner. He's my other half. That can always change. Someone can tell you they're always there for you. And then one day they're gone. Doesn't matter the circumstances. End of the day, you just have to be happy with yourself. That's all I'm trying to do. That's all I'm trying to spread to y'all. There are a million things you can do to make you happy. You want to draw? Draw. You want to sing? Sing. You want to write a story? Write music? Do it. If you're afraid to share with the world, that's fine. You can keep it personal. If you want to be big as Beyonce, go for it. You might be nervous. Take your time. It's not a race. Self-love takes a long time, trust me. I had it, I lost it, and I'm gaining it back. And it's taking me some time. Fucking sucks. But it's all worth it, y'all. I promise you. End of the day, y'all, just remember that you have to love yourself to love someone else. And I think that's why I loved him so much, because before I met him, you couldn't tell me I wasn't the baddest bitch. I wasn't X, Y, and Z. Like, I was that in a bag of chips. After a whole fiasco, felt like the scum of the earth. Because all the love I had for myself, I gave to him. It is fine to love your significant other. It's fine to love anybody. It really is. But please remember to love yourself in the process. That's all I want to tell y'all. Because I forgot to do that. And when it ended, I was just existing. I was just floating on this fucking planet through the fucking Milky Way. So please, y'all, just remember to take care of yourself, whatever that is. If that's finding a new skincare routine, if that's soaking in the tub, if that's getting massaged, getting your nails done, getting waxed, getting a new book, you know, getting wine. Hell, I mean, look, I'm telling you right now, if it wasn't for my friends and my cousin, I don't think I would be where I am today. I feel like I would still be in that shitty ass little hole I was in for months. And I just want to thank y'all for that. If y'all are listening, thank you. And even y'all listeners, thank you. Because y'all do send words of encouragement. But yeah, so that's all I'm going to say, y'all. Please take care of yourself. You know, if you want to buy $1,000 shoes to make yourself feel good, baby, do it. Because I've done it. And I love myself for it. I love my shoes. I love my clothes. I love me. I love the way I look. I love the way I am. Y'all, if you want to talk to me, you can send me a message on here, on Instagram, on Twitter. It can be on my personal accounts or the pages accounts. I will leave a link tree in the description box. So please check that out. excuse me. If y'all have anything you want me to talk about as like a topic for the show, let me know. I'm open to talk about it. If you want to have a private conversation, you know, just message me, like I said, and we can. But yeah, that'll do it for me for tonight. Next week I have, for me, it's exciting. A nice little episode. You know, and the week after that, hopefully, if life lets me finish editing, me and my friend's episode will be up, because I had fun talking to her about it. I'll do a part two to that episode eventually. You know, we just got really off track. And they might have other people in there, but as of now, yeah, it's just me and her. But yeah, I hope y'all have a wonderful Valentine's. Please take care of yourself. And I will catch y'all next week. Bye. Thank you for listening to What Are We Talking About Today. Please follow and turn on notifications so you know when to upload next. Please share with your friends, family, and those coworkers you really don't like, but they think you do.